a trigger warning. We are covering incredibly serious topics, and it's the major reason why we are covering them is because no one else is. Yeah, Candace Owens, you got your right wing guys, they're not covering it. That's weird. Your left wing guys, your Hassan Piker, not covering it. We're going to look at both of their lack of coverage today as we proceed down this rabbit hole. This is honestly awful. Incredible trigger warning, violence and awful evil shit going on in the world, with a large focus on the fact that the media is always despicable. You don't hate them enough, all right? Guys, the Nux-based arc is not fair. I'm doing way too much time researching my videos, and I really don't like needing to devote so much time and effort to my content, okay? Subscribe, goddammit! We make enemies with everybody. So, Justin, hundreds of civilians, including children, reportedly killed by Ahmed al-Shara militants in Syria. And then, of course, you have all these people in the comments, Grok? 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 Is this true? You know why everyone's asking Grok if it's true? Do you know why no one is, you know, talking about it? Why there's no protests in the street? Why none of this is happening? Because no one's talking about it. Because no one's talking about it. Candace can't blame Jews, so Candace won't talk about it. Hassan can't blame Jews, so Hassan isn't talking about it. So, get ready, guys. We're going down a crazy rabbit hole. But this is happening. There are videos coming out of Syria of entire families being slaughtered in their homes, women and children. The new Islamist president of Syria is silent as his forces go door to door conducting ethnic killing. They are killing Muslim groups and Christian groups in Syria. And no one cares. What's Grok? Grok is Twitter's AI. So, we're going to actually go through this and cover this properly with a fun spin on it that, let's see if CNN is talking about it. All right, Al Green got censored. All right, whatever. Bernie Bro, okay. Musk is unelected. All right, cool. Van Jones, DEI purge. All right. Trump takes credit for jobs. All right, so they're not talking. Nothing here. All right. Maybe MSNBC is going to talk about it. All right, so we got Trump. Trump's tariff war. All right, we got Elon Musk, of course. That's important. Al Green. Al Green's important. He yelled like a baby in Congress, so that's probably important. Doge cuts. All right, world order. All right, we got Elon. We got Doge. All right, we got more Doge. We got some Musk shit. This is just fake information, by the way. Musk and Rubio clash. There is no clash. They are literally just lying. That's just fake information. No Syria. All right, interesting. So if this crazy shit is happening in Syria right now, it's pretty weird that no one's talking about it. That is weird. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, the new overseer of American intelligence, called this, okay? Turns out she was literally right weeks ago. All right, so let's look into this. Let's see what she has to say.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colonel Gabbard, when Russia was denying us use of chemical weapons, they accused the U.S. of supporting terrorists. This is a line that Putin used frequently during the Syrian civil war as he supported Assad. Syrian officials made similar...
All right, let's remember, Putin supported Assad. Let's get all the players. Assad has recently been overthrown. All right, the current new people are butchering people in the streets.
They did it repeatedly. They did it in public. They did it at the United Nations. In 2016, you gave an interview in which you said, and this is a quote, the U.S. is providing direct and indirect support to terrorist groups in order to overthrow the Syrian government. And in 2019, on the Democratic presidential debate stage, you said of President Trump, this is a quote, this current president is continuing to betray us. We were supposed to be going after Al-Qaeda, but over years now, not only have we not gone after Al-Qaeda, our president is supporting Al-Qaeda. So I'm interested to hear, what was your goal in saying these things?
All right, what is your goal?
Did you consider, before saying
them, important, I think,
the motives of Iran and Russia, what their motives might have been before making these claims?
All right.
Senator, as someone who enlisted in the military specifically because of...
Damn, can you believe Trump elected a woman? I thought he was removing the rights of women. That's what the liberals were telling me. That's crazy.
Al-Qaeda's terrorist attack on 9/11 and committing myself and my life to doing what I could to defeat these terrorists. It was shocking and a betrayal to me and every person who was killed on 9/11, their families and my...
That's why Hassan doesn't like her. I get it. Because he supported 9/11. That's the difference.
My brothers and sisters.
I'm just following. I'm paying attention. I'm just trying to take the notes down. No one else is going to give you the base Nux treatment.
...in uniform. When, as a member of Congress, I learned about President Obama's dual programs that he had begun, really to overthrow the regime of Syria, and being willing to, through the CIA's Timber Sycamore program that has now been made public, of working with and arming and equipping al-Qaeda in an effort to overthrow that regime, okay. Starting yet another regime change war in the Middle East. DOD train and equip program,
right.
Again, begun under President Obama, is widely been known, looked at, and studied, that ultimately resulted half a billion dollars being used.
That's a lot of money.
To train who they called moderate rebels, but were
right. So these are the moderate people we're talking about, right? They're training moderate people. I want you to pay attention to the context before we actually dive into the meat here.
Actually, fighters working with and aligned with al-Qaeda's affiliate on the ground in Syria, all to move forward with their regime change and not acknowledging what was obvious at the time and what has unfortunately borne true, which was that a regime change war in Syria, much like the regime change wars in Iraq, the toppling of Gaddafi and Mubarak, while these are all dictators, would likely result in the rise of Islamist extremists like al-Qaeda.
So what she's saying is that the quote-unquote moderate people that are being empowered, when they take over the country, it might lead to the deaths of tons of other people by Islamist extremists. This is her claim.
Taking power. I shed no tears for the fall of the Assad regime, but today we have an Islamist extremist who is now in charge of Syria, as I said.
That's what she said in her confirmation hearing a couple weeks ago.
Who danced on the streets to celebrate the 9/11 attack, who...
Not the Jews. That was crazy. That was not the Jews.
Who ruled over Idlib with an Islamist extremist governance, and who has already begun to persecute and kill and arrest religious minorities like Christians in Syria.
I understand.
Why that should be acceptable to anyone is beyond me.
She's spitting. She's spitting facts.
It is certainly.
Hey guys, Jew reporting on Christians dying. I don't know why there aren't Americans reporting on Christians dying. Why it's on no freaking news station, but here we are. Nux News Station. We got Jews reporting on Christians dying. What is going on in the world?
I appreciate your answer and thank you. My concern
He appreciates it. You could tell.
To do with the tendency to repeat Russian and Syrian, and even in some cases, I think we'll get into in the closed session, Iranian.
If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny.
Information.
If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. Hello? He's telling her why you're repeating Russian and Syrian propaganda talking points. She is literally proven right. Everything she said came true. Literally everything.
And to discount what comes from our intelligence community.
Oh, my God.
Senator, every American deserves to know that people in our own government were providing support to our sworn enemy.
True.
That should not be acceptable by anyone.
I think everyone should know that. True. Turns out she was completely correct. And Mark Kelly, that bald guy, Baldo over there, was accusing Tulsi Gabbard of spreading Russian and Iranian propaganda for telling the truth. She was right about everything she said. These people are now murdering Christians in the streets in Syria. All right, now, again, you got this whammon showing up on Joe Rogan to tell them about how Tulsi Gabbard is fake and lying. Well, she gets to eat it.
Kristen Gillibrand. Monstrous.
Monstrous?
Ideas.
Well, when she was 22, she had...
No, she's an Assad toady.
What does that mean?
Assad is the former regime in Syria that was recently toppled. They were bad guys, all right? The Assad guys were bad guys. They were recently toppled by more extremely bad guys.
She is
What's a toady?
I think that I used that word correctly. Jamie, can you check what toady means?
Like toeing the line? Is that what it means?
No, I think it's like a T-O-A-D-I-E.
What does that mean?
I think it means what I think it means.
Nice. Love these people. They're so good.
Toady. Definition of toadies. A person
a
who flatters or defers to others
kind
for self-serving reasons.
A sycophant.
All right. She is claiming that she is supporting the regime of Assad. All right. Wicked smart. She's wicked smart. She's using words that she doesn't know. She is describing Tulsi Gabbard as someone that is, for self-serving reasons, supporting a regime. And it turns out that Tulsi Gabbard was completely right about everything she said.
Assad sycophant. Is that what you're saying?
That's known about
her. It's known, guys. Lock in, guys. It's known.
She said that we have to look.
I don't remember the details. I've read.
She doesn't remember.
Say that before we say that about her. We should probably read it rather.
Well, I have read it.
No, I mean, we should read now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just so we know what she said.
Look up Tulsi Gabbard.
I really enjoyed talking to her. I like her a lot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I like talking to her.
You like this person that the media told me was a bad guy?
Okay,
I like talking to her. I don't know about...
I think she's like the mother load of bad ideas.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a pretty big claim, yeah.
I'm pretty positive about that.
She's positive,
especially on Assad. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong.
Well, my take on her was that I think as a person who's coming from the left, who's also a veteran... And is very articulate and sensible and a woman. And in talking to her, we didn't get into Assad or any of those things, but talking to her about what she feels is wrong with the current administration and the way things are running and a direction she thinks things could go in. She had some very promising ideas. I didn't know about this.
But doesn't she also, did she ever apologize for believing in conversion therapy?
I didn't even know she believed it.
She has to make an apology for a bad opinion a million years ago. Anyway, did she ever make an apology for saying that she's Assad toady when literally this is happening all over the world? If you look up Tulsi Gabbard in the news, all right, Fox News says that Tulsi Gabbard's warning about Syria was actually prophetic, and it was true because an Al-Qaeda-linked regime is slaughtering minorities, including Christians and little Muslim sects in Syria. If you look at every other news site talking about Tulsi Gabbard, her net worth, Zelensky priority, she fired intelligence officers, sympathetic views towards Russia, history with Russia, downplayed UK, the mystery of Tulsi Gabbard, pro-Russia, fired intelligence officers. You could keep going literally forever. Who is Tulsi Gabbard? UK, director of national chief spy. Let's look at all this random bullshit. Right, no one is talking about this. Why is no one talking about this? Can't blame the Jews, I guess. I don't know. I'm making this shit up as I go on. So this is a nice, chubby German Islamist in Syria making a pretty crazy claim as to what's actually happening in Syria.
For the Shiiten gibt es kein...
Talking about the Shias, that's a group of Muslims that they don't like. Right, convert to Islam or die. Well, that's pretty crazy because, you know, there's 150 million Shias. Like, that's a lot of people. What do you mean, convert or die? It means that all these 150 million will die if they don't convert?
Yeah.
Yes, that is what it means. Hell yeah. 150 million, 200 million, 500 million. We don't care about the number.
Go.
Very nice, very nice. Most rational person I've ever seen. Anyway, incredible trigger warning for the rest of this video, okay? This is just bodies lining the streets in Syria, okay? I'm going to show it to you because I think it's important that somebody covers it, all right? I didn't show actual death footage of people getting murdered, but that is where I cut it off. This is people riding them like animals, forcing them to bark. They filmed this themselves with laughing emojis. Literally, they filmed this. Islamists in Syria are indiscriminately attacking and torturing civilians. They're targeting Christians, Druze, and Alawites of Syria. They are riding them, and they humiliate them, and then they murder them. I'm not showing you the actual footage of people getting murdered because, you know, for multiple reasons. But this is a nightmare, and no one's talking about it. Literally no one. Like, Syrian Christians and Alawites are being slaughtered in Syria. The death toll is 1,800 in the last few days. That's a lot of people. It's crazy. You have people making pleas. Like begging.
Covering my face now because I don't want anyone to see my face, because if they see me, they will kill me. I'm from Syria. I live now in the city of Latakia. Please, please, please. The media is not showing you anything.
But why not? Why not? In Gaza, there's news in Gaza every single day, okay, about Hamas terrorists. When a terrorist gets injured, there's news about how the poor terrorist got injured. But why is no one talking about this?
The terrorists are killing everyone, children, women, teenagers, old people, just killing. There is more than 100 bodies in my, there is more than 100 bodies in my village. Now, even in the city, they are just taking the children and the women and kill them. I don't know what to do with my mom and my two sisters. Please, you gotta help us. Nobody is talking anything about it. Not the social media or the TV channels. They are all hiding the truth. They are saying that they are killing the resistance, but this has ended up 2 days ago. Please, you gotta help us. They have been killing people since 2 days until now. Hundred and hundred and hundred of bodies are thrown in the street, in the villages, and in the city of Syria.
It's awful. It's unbelievably tragic. Why is no one talking? All the political people aren't talking about this. This is happening right now. Okay, right now. This isn't like some ancient war. This is happening right now.
We are not allowed to go out of the house. They just come to the houses, take the people, kill them outside of the house, and take all the phones so nobody record or do anything. Please, you gotta help us. I have two sisters. I don't know what to do with them. If it's okay for me if I die, but not for my two sisters or my mom. One of them is a teenager. Please, you gotta help us. Nobody's talking anything about it. Human rights, United Nations, anyone, America, anyone. Just please help us. You need to do something about it.
Now, unlike in Gaza, where, you know, they have hostages, where they initiated this, where they attacked first, all right, let's be clear, they attacked, and that's causing this retaliation on Gaza. Unlike that, which everyone, that's everywhere in the news. Where are the college protests? Where are the college protests?
The social media is not showing anything.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, guys. That's why I'm here. So, Jew, talking about, you know, hey, guys, look, it's me, the Jew, talking about Christians dying. I don't know how I'm in this position, to be honest, but it's tragic. Waiting for the students to occupy college campuses to protest the ethnic cleansing in Syria. Yeah, crazy. I don't know. That's wild. That's pretty weird, honestly. Actually, covering the streets. Bodies. Over 100 Christians slaughtered in Syria yesterday. It's unbelievable. Like, I'll show you. Again, I looked through these to make sure that you wouldn't get, like, these are people just being packed into the back of vans. Like, civilians. Massacring them and just throwing them. No Jews, no news, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. It's mind-boggling. Like, again, this isn't Gaza. This isn't Judea and Samaria and Israel, all right, or whatever. This is Syria last night. It's just people murdering each other, and no one's talking about it. No one knows. This isn't, like, news anywhere, somehow. So this is what Jeffrey Sachs had to say a long time ago.
This is a U.S. mistake that started 7 years ago. President Obama said, Assad must go. And I looked at you and Joe, and I said...
Right, Assad is the regime that was just taken over in Syria. They're the old guard.
Huh? How's he going to do that? Where's the policy for that?
Right.
And we know they sent in the CIA to overthrow Assad, the CIA and Saudi Arabia.
The CIA is mega corrupt. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Together in covert operations tried to overthrow Assad. It was a disaster.
I hope that somehow Trump and Doge and whoever actually do manage to figure this shit out. Like, I don't know. It's insane.
Eventually, it brought in both ISIS as a splinter group to the jihadists that went in. It also brought in Russia. So we have been digging deeper and deeper and deeper. What we should do now is get out and not continue to throw missiles, not have a confrontation with Russia. 7 years has been a disaster under Obama, continuing under Trump. This is what I would call the permanent state. This is the CIA, this is the Pentagon, wanting to keep Iran and Russia out of Syria, but no way to do that. And so we have made a proxy war in Syria. It's killed 500,000 people, displaced 10 million. And I'll say, predictably so, because I predicted it 7 years ago that there was no way to do this and that it would make a complete chaos. So what I would plead to President Trump is get out. Like his instinct told him,
he
by
said
the way.
That, before, yeah.
That was his instinct. But
yeah.
Then all the establishment,
oh, God.
The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Pentagon, everybody said, no, that's irresponsible. But his instinct is
somehow all of the fucking government-owned media outlets that are literally just pushing the same shit again and again and again, shitting in each other's mouths. Somehow all the people that are owned by the shadow government, they all have the same opinion. That's pretty weird, isn't it?
That's right. Get out. We've done enough damage 7 years, and now we really risk a confrontation with Russia that is extraordinarily dangerous, reckless.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, isn't it? It's kind of crazy that somehow the shadow government that's controlling the media and controlling the fucking politicians and shit, they're out there, like, dude, you're not going to believe this when I show this to you. It's not even believable. Look at this, right? This is a clip that just someone made this 3 days ago, okay? 22 Democrat senators were caught using the same script and clips word for word. Look at this.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
They say the same thing, the same shit that ain't true, and they repeat the same lines and the same talking points. All of them. They have the same script. Someone's getting fired. They have the same script. Like, look at them. They're all saying the same line. It's going down, not up. It's going up, not down. They don't give a shit. The same shit. All of them repeating garbling talking points. It's crazy. It's insane. This is what's happening. They're just beating these people up. This is the moderate people in Syria that are doing this shit. They're just beating people up before executing them viciously because they're not the right type of people. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that Assad goes down and all this shit happens. It's kind of crazy. They're like seas of bodies. Right? The media called Syria's new Islamist regime liberators and moderate rebels who freed the country from Assad and his evil Russian benefactors. And this is the shit that's happening. Like, goddamn. Goddamn. Like, look at this. They're shooting into random civilian homes. Well, I'm sure it's not random. But just shooting into civilian homes. Like, this is insanity. Alex Jones, graphic images of dead people in mass graves. Not mass graves in World War II. Nope. 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 The Alawites, a Shia minority in Syria, are being ethnically erased by the leader Ahmed al-Shara al-Qaeda's army. Remember CNN 5 months ago saying that Ahmed al-Shara was reformed and a great guy? His new government is cleansing out Christians as well. This is the globalist left. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? This is unbelievable. It's sickening. All right, so this is Biden. We all recognize him. Our favorite Muppet as a president. All right. Shout out to him. What did he have to say about Syria?
We will engage with all Syrian groups, including within the process led by the United Nations, to establish a transition away from the Assad regime.
All right, good thing we're leaving the Assad regime, guys. This is going to go well for everyone.
Toward independent, sovereign, an independent, I might say it again, sovereign Syria with a new constitution.
Right. Good news is, guys, we left the Assad regime. Huge dub for everyone.
A new government that serves all Syrians. And this process will be determined by the Syrian people themselves. And the United States will do whatever we can to support them, including through humanitarian relief to help restore Syria after more than a decade of war.
Great.
We will.
So, this guy says that Biden regime is to blame. Biden told people that this new government was going to serve all Syrians. Can barely hear it. Oh, that's because he's a Muppet. Don't blame him. All right, so here is the Islamic extremists mass executing people in Syria and making them crawl on the floor and bark like dogs. This doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel real that this is happening and that no one's talking about it. These are scenes from Syria. Islamist forces killing anyone that they consider an infidel on site. Christians, Druze, Yazidis, and Alawite Muslims are all facing genocide in Syria. It's crazy. It's insane that this is happening. It's wild that this is happening. And the media is quiet. I mean, the good thing is U.S. aid was funding people in Syria. So that's good, guys. Hell yeah. Go USAID, baby. Good thing we don't... Who's anti-Doge in my chat again? Anyone anti-Doge in the chat today? We had a couple of anti-Dogers in the past looking on where this shit was going. Well, the good news is it was going here. Huge dub. We love this. So this is a crazy clip. So this is an Australian journalist with a crazy take.
I've just been looking at some of the most horrific images of children in Congo, Christian children who have been slaughtered.
I'm pretty sure they killed 70 Christians in the Congo.
100 people slaughtered. In fact, there's so many that they're stacked in the back of a van, and you can see their little feet and blood. These kids have been slaughtered. And then I'm looking at Syria, where they're hunting down minority groups, where they're torturing people, where they're shooting elderly people in the head, where they're making men go on the floor and bark, and then they're shooting them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And no children have been killed. It's a bloodbath there. So then I'm going to all the people, the accounts, the human rights advocates.
Yeah, where are the guys? All the people that did the Palestine protests. All of those guys that are funded probably by Qatar. All of those guys.
Feminists, all those who accuse me of not caring about kids in Gaza because I want to eliminate the terrorists who are responsible for their deaths. And there's nothing. There's nothing there. I fight for all children. I fight for every child everywhere when I stand up against terrorism. You fight for one group of children and not even because you are agenda-driven and your hate for a group of people is far greater than any love you have for children. Where are your posts? Where's your outrage?
Literally.
Where are your marches?
How many people in my chat even knew this was happening before I made this video?
Those poor babies in Congo, elderly people in Syria, where are your marches? I've shed tears for children in Gaza. I speak about children in Gaza weekly, and you accuse me of having white woman tears. You accuse me of only caring about kids if they're not brown. Well, I care about kids in Congo, and I care about kids in Syria.
It's crazy that this is happening. And you know the wildest part? Everyone's noticing that people aren't even talking about this shit. Like, it's not just the fact that I have, like, my finger on the pulse of the news, and therefore I know, and every time a tragedy happens literally everywhere. But the craziest thing is, somehow, people are picking up that there isn't this outcry for some reason. Why not?
Why don't you?
God damn!
Your feeds are empty.
And I'm as confused as she is. And honestly, thanks to X. All right, Elon Musk bought X, and now there's actual news that gets out because the news media fuckers don't actually have to hide everything. Thanks to X, you actually have people posting footage that they take, which is insane. And look how confused she is, and I'm equally confused. I don't understand. I've seen a dozen Jewish accounts calling out the terrorists slaughtering Christians in Syria and the Congo. Tucker, Candace, Russell, Fuentes, where is everybody? Literally. Tucker did a show on it, try again. Tucker did a puff piece. Okay, I don't know what Tucker did. Bashar al-Assad protected the minority religious communities in Syria. Whatever. I don't know what he said. I'm not covering Tucker. I didn't watch his stream. I'm not going to let somebody else speak for me here. I don't know. I do my own research, and if I don't do my own research, I'm not happy. Christians in Syria being tortured, brutally killed. Where's the outrage? Where's the world? Why is everyone silent? No Jews. No Israel. No story? I'm so confused. It's so disturbing. Now, let's check into our leftists and our right-wing people, all right? Candace Owens, she's right-wing, right? She's very Christian. Very Christian, very right-wing. Let's see what she has to say. Let's see what she has to say. All right, so she talked about LeBron James, and she talked about Taylor Swift within the last day. All right, that's an important topic. It's important. She also, she made a video about Andrew Tate, all right? What about her Twitter? Maybe she said something on Twitter. No, LeBron James, Theo Von podcast. All right, pretty crazy. What about Hassan? All right, he's a leftist. He cares. He cares, bro. He cares. Hassan is known for his caring, especially about people that are terrorists. So he cares. All right, so Trump crashes the economy. Trump talks with Hamas. Right, he's a terrorist sympathizer. We've established this on the channel. Trump trade war. All right, he got canceled. All right, so not on this channel. What about his Twitter? All right, so here's a retweet from today. He's talking about how Colombia anti-Semites are losing funding. We on the same page here? Colombians that hate Jews are losing funding from the U.S. He's upset. Oh, a quote of Goebbels, not Nazi quote. All right, nice. That's our progressive left. Hell yeah. Cryptocurrency. Trump is doing cryptos. All right, sure. All right, so nothing here. Art of the deal. All right, love that. That's huge. That's awesome. So nothing there. What about his Twitch? He's live right now. He must be talking about it. He's live right now. All right, this is what he's talking about now.
That actually... It's so funny. This has 100,000 likes, bro. Does it change? Why does it change to this after a bit?
Hilarious. He's looking at this. This is him now.
Yo, my
on Saturday Fun Day, Fun React, some drama. This is current Hassan Piker journalism as we speak. This is what's going on right now. Now, this is a protest. Yeah, this is a protest that happened today. Now, you're probably wondering, where did this happen? Where do you think this happened? Any guesses? In Vienna. Yeah, that's right. In Vienna, supporting the new jihadi regime in Syria. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. Now, speaking of immigration, just out of curiosity, how many Syrian immigrants are in Europe? Just asking, just out of curiosity. It seems like there are about 1 million Syrians in Europe right now. That's good. Anyway, that's been today's video. I just kind of was a little floored and shocked by the tragedies that go on in the world that no one talks about, that our taxes funded. So yes, I am actually very pro Doge looking into where the government's money is going. I am a big supporter of actually not funding terrorists with, you know, our funding. I'm a very big supporter of the whole, you know, not sending American tax dollars to terrorist organizations and getting involved in overthrowing other regimes and replacing them with worse regimes. I personally, not a huge fan of this. I also find it incredibly curious and incredibly weird about how, you know, CNN doesn't talk about it. MSNBC isn't talking about it. When you look up Tulsi Gabbard, everyone's talking about how she's paid off by Russia or some shit. Not about how she was literally correct with what she said about the Syrian thing. When she, you know, the whole media comes together to say evil. No one is talking about this. It is actual silence. Actual silence. She's played off as a nutcase by literally everyone. She's a toady for Assad. Assad toady, guys. Guys, I'm not gonna lie. This is insane. I think Trump is gonna be the one to talk about it, and then the media is gonna talk about it. Because the media, for some reason, doesn't want to bring it up, and they're hoping no one will notice. I don't know why all these people that care so much about everyone to always paint Jews as the bad guys, literally every time, they're all silent. Now, I want to play a game with you before we wrap up this video. It's a new game. It's currently in progress. I'm inventing a game. I am a game dev, if you will. I call it 4 Degrees of Jew. How long until someone blames Jews for Muslims murdering Syrian Christians? All right? So that's what we wrap things up with. Lock in. I'm excited. Gamers, rise up. Rise up. It'll be exciting. How long until someone blames Jews for Syrian Muslims murdering Christians? It's gonna be good. I'm involved. I'm here. I'm locked in. Definitely subscribe for more takes that are definitely not gonna get me canceled in the future. Gooners, rise up. I'll see you in the next one, baby. I personally am very excited for all sorts of future content on the channel that doesn't involve tragedies. But hey, look at the bright side. There's so much chaos. We will never be bored ever again. Thanks for locking in, gamers, and I'll see you on the next one.